Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
18 years old, fresh out of high school, expecting hard labor. What our guest got instead was a passport to the world, one harvest at a time.
Hi, I'm Justin Ennis. I am Senior Director of Winemaking for Joseph Phelps Vineyard in Sonoma County, and I'm responsible for our Sonoma Coast wines with the Freestone brand. I've been with Joseph Phelps Freestone for 20 years.
What happened in your upbringing or things and said, I'm digging this wine thing?
So for me, I was born and raised in Sonoma County. So wine and the vineyards and wineries was always around in kind of in the peripheral vision of my life. My grandfather on my dad's side was very much a wine lover and loved to have wine on the table. And so I was and then on my mother's side, they lived up in Healdsburg in the heart of Russian River. They had an old vineyard on their property, an old field planted vineyard from the early days. So it was always kind of around me. I never really considered it as a career until my stepfather, actually, he was in the wine industry working for Kendall Jackson at a place called Hartford Court, or now it's called Hartford Family Winery. And he's in facilities and he's like, hey, look, you know, you're out of high school. They pay really well. You can start as a harvest intern. You know, you work these long hours, and you know, you help make the wine. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll try that. And so my first vintage was in 1995 at Hartford Court. Dan Goldfield was the winemaker, and I completely fell into it by luck. And that very first year, I was just totally in love with it. And what I was most attracted to, because I was only 18 years old, or I guess, you know, as harvest went on, I turned 19, was all the people that I met from around the world. So that very first harvest, we worked with two gentlemen from Portugal, two guys from France, a woman from Australia. And it really quickly became apparent to me that the camaraderie, the teamwork, the people, it really opened my eyes to the greater, wider world. You know, I think that Sonoma County is fairly insular. So it was eye-opening to me that, like, I could do a job like harvest or winemaking and I could go see the world. And so that's essentially how I got into it.
If you're working in the field, how are you coming in contact? You know, how do you get from...
Yes, we were hired as cellar interns or cellar help. So we weren't working out in the actual vineyard itself. We were working within the winery, bringing as fruit came in to process it and put it in the tank to ferment it, to turn it into wine. I just happened to apply for the job. They need warm bodies. They teach you everything you need to learn, you know, like power washing and cleaning. And this is not very glamorous, like the early work. So I just learned on the job. And so that's how I met them. So all these foreigners would apply for a visa, and they would apply for an ag visa. There's a group called CAEP, which is a agriculture exchange program that's run out of the United States. And a lot of people still to this day utilize CAEP to get their visas, like I did later in my career when I went to New Zealand, to help me secure my visa so that you can go and do this agriculture exchange and work. And so they were in the United States for that reason, to learn winemaking in the United States for a season, for a harvest. So we were cellar rats. And that meant we processed fruit. We would do punch downs. We would do barrel cleaning. We all the stuff that it takes to make wine.